Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
And over at the Goodman Theater, they have a production that will be in previews beginning September the 18th and then officially opening a week from tomorrow, September 27th, called American Mariachi, that will be directed by the amazing Henry Godinez, who joins us on the phone line right now. Henry, nice to talk to you again, my friend. How are you?
Hi, Dean. Great to talk to you, too. I'm well, thank you. I really appreciate it.
I'm so happy to hear that things are percolating again at the Goodman and at other theaters. What's the last year plus been like for you? It had to be very frustrating.
You know, it has been. It has been very frustrating. But a couple of things that have made it a little easier to deal with. One is knowing that every single person in our field around the world has been experiencing the same thing and going through the same thing. And there's an odd sort of solace and comfort in that, you know? But it's also been an opportunity for us to get really sort of creative about how we can share theater and storytelling and content with audiences. You know, at the Goodman last summer, we actually took a piece that we were supposed to do in the fall of 2020 and did a sort of abbreviated version in the parks throughout Chicago in collaboration with the city and the park district. And that was incredibly gratifying. And one of my great mentors, Luis Valdez, who wrote and directed the film La Bamba, you know, used to say, you know, sometimes when people can't go to the theater, you got to take theater to the people.
Yeah.
And
and we had unprecedented ways of doing that now.
Yes.
with the internet. One of the things that really bowled me over during the pandemic was the creative efforts by creative people. They weren't just going to sit around and do nothing. They started doing online plays and online presentations and theaters, you know, presentations out in the parks and, you know, places like that. You just can't hold creative people down.
No, you can't. You know, it will out, you know. Stories have to be told, and I think people need that. I think audiences need to feel like they are seeing themselves reflected and their experiences reflected through plays, what makes theater so cool is that you do that in a communal way with other people, other audience members sitting in a room, sitting in a park, and, you know, even sitting online, you can share that with other people. So.
Well, you know, we got it seemed weird in the beginning to be watching musicals and plays and staged productions. Some of the most creative things that I saw were these staged readings at which actors or musicians, singers, all performed something in their house. And then some genius came along and synced everything together. So it, you know, it all made sense and was in harmony and, you know, beauty. And I was like, well, that's not only just putting something out there on the net. That is really kind of creating a new art form in and of itself.
Absolutely. I think you're exactly right there. And I think that, you know, as we come out of this pandemic, Lord, please, you know, that some of these innovations are going to be with us, you know. And that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. You know, that sometimes now the plays that we do here in Chicago will be able to be seen by people all around the world.
Right.
And that's, you know, that's cool.
Well, the latest production that Henry is directing is called American Mariachi, which I'll get into in more detail in just a second. But before we even get into that, the Goodman Theater, what are the protocols right now? If someone were to come to see the show at the Goodman, tell us, you know, people want to know how safe they're going to be when they go to a theater.
Well, they're going to be safe. Audiences are going to be safe because One, you either need to show proof of vaccination or a very, you know, recent negative test, COVID test. And then audience members are all going to be masked, asked to be masked, and there will be some socially distance, you know, there will be distance. People won't be packed necessarily right next to each other. What we did with schoolgirls, there will tend, you know, there will be an empty seat or so between groups of people, you know, you and your family, you and your date, things like that. There's my dog. I'm saying good morning to Dean. So, and then of course the company, the actors, we are all vaccinated and are tested every week, at the theater. And all of the crew backstage, likewise, and will also be masked. So, and also at the Goodman, we have completely redone our HVAC system. So, you know, we are mitigating the situation as much as possible. And so far, so good. I think you know, just a little common sense goes a long way.
A little common sense. Boy, that's for sure. And it is, it's the right thing to do. It's the responsible, you know, way to do this if we are to get back to, you know, quote, normal. This is the way that we have to do it now until we get, you know, hopefully get this under control sometime soon. For how many years have you been associated with the Goodman, Henry?
Oh, my goodness. Well, without, you know, making myself seem ancient, I first, which I do feel.
That's part of the reason that I was asking, because I felt ancient, because your name is so associated with, you know, productions, I want to say going back to the mid-90s, maybe?
Yes, as a director, absolutely. That's exactly right, Dean. I've been so blessed. I've been so blessed to work at the Goodman and to call the Goodman my artistic home. I first didn't perform as an actor, which is the way I was trained as an actor, and moved here to Chicago right after grad school and did my first play at the Goodman as an actor in Romeo and Juliet with Phoebe Cates and the great Michael Cerveris, Tony Award-winning Michael Cerveris, in Romeo and Juliet at the Goodman in 1988.
Wow, wow.
Yeah, in the fall of 1988, I was just a kid. And, you know, have stayed great friends with Michael ever since, and so many other people, great actors in that production, like Steve Pickering. It was amazing. And then I helped start a company called Teatro Vista in the early 90s, and then we did a co-production with the Goodman in 94, 95, and that's when I started directing at the Goodman, and I've been very privileged to do a lot of cool things.
I think you did like 5 years directing A Christmas Carol.
I did,
you know,
yes.
Maybe the show for which the Goodman, you know, might be best known, at least, you know, yes. As the, you know, great thing to do in Chicago Christmas time is to go see the production there.
Beautiful production.
Yeah, involved in so many of their very important productions. The latest is American Mariachi, right now with Henry Godinez, who is the director of the new production, American Mariachi, over at the Goodman Theater, that begins in preview September 18th, and then the official opening night Monday, September 27th. Henry, tell us a little about the production and what people can expect.
Well, it's a beautiful, beautiful play. It's technically a play with music. It's not technically a musical, but there's a ton of beautiful music, mariachi music and singing. And it's a story about a young woman in the 1970s who, you know, whose mother is suffering from dementia, is starting to really slip away from dementia. And she and her cousin find an old 45 that they put on, 45 record, for those who may not remember what those are.
Yeah, we'll be explaining to any of you who are under 30 years old what a record is.
What a record, let alone a 45.
Right, right. Some hipsters know what vinyl is, but the younger ones don't even know what a record is.
Exactly. On a close-in play, even, if you will.
Oh, wow. Close-in play. Wow.
Yeah, it's the 1970s. And they this song on it, all of a sudden her mother just comes to life and starts singing along with it. And her father, who is a mariachi musician, who's a little down on his luck, comes in and just gets furious and breaks the record. And so they decide to, she and her cousin decide to put together a mariachi group, an all-female mariachi group, to learn this song, to recreate this song, because it brought her mother back, you know? And so they go around town and they recruit some other women to join this group. And of course they have to learn to play the instruments because they don't play instruments. And, it's just a really beautiful, heartwarming, I mean, it's a tearjerker, I will tell you that, but it's also at the same time so heartwarming and so uplifting. And the music is just unbelievable. It's just fantastic.
Yeah.
It's about an hour and 35 minutes long, no intermission, and kind of stunning, if I may say so myself. I'm
tearing up just hearing you describe it. I think that any of us who have been through the Alzheimer's battle, I did recently with both my brother and my mother. My mother actually passed away 1 year ago this week.
It's
going to be the 1 year anniversary. So I'm sure I'm going to be a mess this coming Wednesday that day. During her illness, during the course of her illness with dementia and Alzheimer's, as the disease progressed, and I watched my mother, who is a very independent, spirited, amazing woman of, you know, the greatest generation who, you know, could do anything. This generation could do anything, began to deteriorate. It was heartbreaking until I was goofing around, sitting and visiting with her and just goofing around with my phone. And I accidentally started the music on my phone. And it was like, just as you say, a light bulb went off when this music started. And I was talking with somebody who knew more about Alzheimer's than I did and said, oh, yeah, the music doesn't go away. They still respond to the music. So I downloaded some songs that I, you know, that she always sang, that I knew that she always loved. I put them on my phone. And the next time I visited, I played Tony Bennett. She loved Tony Bennett. I played Tony Bennett. And it was like a person who had been asleep inside of this 97-year-old body had come to life. It was amazing. So I'm relating to your show this way, and I'm sure anyone else who has been through, being an Alzheimer's caretaker, also can completely relate to this experience of having a loved one respond to music and to put together the tradition of a mariachi band and, that music that is so culturally meaningful at the same time. Has to be like just. I'm going to bring. I think I may bring two boxes of Kleenex.
You better, because I mean,
I'm already a mess, and I haven't seen the show yet.
No, and I'm tearing up just hearing you talk about it, because I went through the same thing with my mom, and you're right. I mean, who of us have not, in some way, been touched, by this terribly cruel disease. But just to hear that was true for your mom too, that the music,
very much
kind of brought her back. That's amazing. Yeah, you better bring two boxes.
And yet,
at the same time, I'm guaranteeing you that at the end you'll have the biggest smile on your face.
Yeah.
It's really the perfect play for us to come back to the theater with, because it's so cathartic. It's so beautiful, and at the same time just makes you, walk out the door and go, I can go on. I can survive. And I too, can create something new, because that's what these women are doing. Right. I mean, in the 1970s in the United States, at least, female mariachis were unheard of. Just like you know, they, it just wasn't a thing because mariachi was something that was handed down father to son.
Very male oriented, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you can get more information. The show will be running through October the 24th. American Mariachi at the Goodman Theater. Box office number is 312-443-3800. Henry, it's so nice to talk to you again, and I can't wait to see the show. Thank you so much for coming on and joining us today.
You bet, Dean. Thank you so much for your support.